sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Meir Simcha ben Leia, Baruch Abba Tzlach, Bochama Zayadav, and for Chaim ben Hanna Rezel, for Shlem Soch Shachol Yisrael. We'll be learning the Tefillah of Lola Mihi Adam Yerei Shemayim, based on Rav Kook's Einaya, and it's Pilei Plos. La'ola Mihi Adam Yerei Shemayim B'Seisir B'Galoi. Every morning, we say, or we should say, that a person should always be one who fears heaven in hidden and in revealed. Mehuto shel Adam hi yirat shamayim. The essence of man, la'olam yehi adam. A person. Who is a person? A person should be somebody who has yirat shamayim. What type of yirat shamayim? Complete yirat shamayim. Not partial yirat shamayim. I fear God a little bit, but I fear God with all of my essence. Hachadura b'chol mahuto apnimit, v'shehi ba'alat hashpa'a chaya chazaka, ad kedei lahavlit et tchunata shel kol al kol mefalei chayav. It has to saturate his entire essence this year as Shemayim. And it has to yield a tremendous amount of influence, wield a tremendous amount of influence on this person, so much so that it's expressed in all of the deeds of his life. Ese Elokim Yira, you should fear God. Is it enough to fear God? No. Ve'et mitzvotav shmo. This Yirat Shamayim brings to ve'et mitzvotav shmo, to the guarding of God's mitzvahs. Ki ze kol ha'odah. That's the whole man. In other words, it's not part of you. You don't have some Yiras Shemayim and some part of you is not. Your whole essence is supposed to be Yiras Elokim, that brings to Ves Mitzvos of Shmor. It expresses itself in everything that you do. Ve'ha'adam muchrach shelo lihiyot b'shum pam b'shum rega merigei chayav mishulal mitzurato ha'atzmit shehi yirat ha'shamayim ha'shlema. שהיא מורכבת בטבע קדושתה הרוחנית משני כוחות. A person must never be, not for one second of his life, lacking his essential self, which is complete Yiras Shamayim, which is composed of the nature of his spiritual holiness, in two different ways. What are these two ways? What are the two types of Yiras Shamayim that a person has every second of his life? Ki ze kol ha'adam le'olam yehe adam yirei shamayim. Both in the realm of man and the realm of time, it enwraps the entire person, envelops the entire person, kol ha'adam, and it's also le'olam, forever, not a second without it. What types of Yiras Shamayim? Yirat Shamayim b'seter v'yirat Shamayim b'galui. There has to be Yiras Shamayim in private and Yiras Shamayim in a revealed way. Don't think that these are two different types of Yiras Shamayim. Shehein me'uchadot zo b'zo, zormot zo al zo u'po'alot zo b'toch zo. This Yiras Shamayim, in a revealed way and in a hidden way, is really all united into one Yiras Shamayim. Each one flows into the other one and activates the other one and influences the other one. Be'achdut nifla'a, with wondrous unity. Yirat Shamayim shebaseter hi atzilit ra'ayonit sichlit mufshata. The Yirat Shamayim that is hidden is noble, conceptual, intellectual abstraction. You just know it's up there. You know that there's a God. You know that Yirah Milashon Le'iyah is watching you every second. It's more of a conceptual type of Yirat Shamayim. V'Yirat Shamayim shebegalui hu Yirat Shamayim milulit, tnuatit, ma'asit. And Yiras Shemayim that is revealed is a Yiras Shemayim that is verbal, active, and accomplishing, practical. The more practical Yiras Shemayim, that's Yiras Shemayim Shebegalui, as opposed to the Yiras Shemayim Shebeseser, which is a more conceptual type of Yiras Shemayim. V'shtein hein chalakim shel davar ofyi tipusi echad. And they are both parts of something that is part of a person's ofi, his nature, his tipus, his type, which is one. He's one man, and he has these two types of Yiras Shemayim. And they both interact with each other. They both impact each other. The conceptual Yiras Shemayim, together with the practical, concrete, deed-focused Yiras Shemayim. Ki im yirat ha-shamayim shebeseter tiyeh betchuna kazot, shelo tashpi al yirat shamayim hagluya. If the hidden Yiras Shemayim will be in such a form that it does not impact the revealed Yiras Shemayim, shelo tishlach et sarapeha v'si'ifeha v'anafeha habruchim al kol hakikar hama'asi shebachayim. Because if it doesn't send this Yiras Shemayim shebeseser, this fear of heaven in the conceptual sense, doesn't send its thoughts, its branches that are so blessed into the practical part of life, as huot shehi chalasha legamrei mitzad atzma, that's a sign that it's a shvacha Yiras Shemayim, it's weak. V'she'ina yoneket et lishda mimakor hakodesh ha'eloki, and it does not get nurtured, does not get nurturing from the holy divine source. Ela mimachshavot adam etziurav adimyonim, but rather from the man's thoughts and imaginary ideas. It's not real enough if it doesn't translate into maisa. All the Yiras Shemayim shebeseser has to translate into Yiras Shemayim shebegalui. So Yiras Shemayim shebeseser is not what people think, that fear God when nobody's watching and fear God when people are watching. It's not the pshat. Fear God in the conceptual and the abstract sense, and that should translate into deed. We're not talking about people watching or not watching. Ulehefer kol yirat shemayim gluya she'ina poelet b'chol bitui shela, b'chol mif'al u'b'chol tnua shela. Et ha'roshem ha'amok ve'achadur b'toch ha'neshama pnima. Ligalot al yadam et or elyon ha'elohi shel yirat shemayim anesteret eina klal yirat Hashem teora she'omedet la'ad. And in the converse, this revealed Yiras Shemayim, if it does not express in every way, in every action, in every movement, the deep impression that it is saturated with internal Yiras Shemayim, and the goal of all the deeds ultimately is to reveal this more pnimiyistic Yiras Shemayim, this elevated divine light of the Yiras Shemayim Hanisteris. That's not Yiras Shem Tahora, that's Omed Eslad. That's not the pure Yiras Hashem that stands forever. You need both. The Yiras Shemayim Shebeseser has to express itself in deed, and the deeds have to express that it's coming from a place of Yiras Shemayim Shebeseser. V'kasher ha'adam hara'ui letzurato v'lishmo הוא נועד להיות בלא הפסק כלל, כי אם לעולם עומד בצביונו ואופיו השלם, על כן מוכרח הדבר שלעולם יהיה אדם, ירי שמיים בסתר וגלוי. And when a person who's worthy of his form and his name, of being a true Adam, כי זה כל האדם, this person who's Elohim Yeravis Mitzvah Sushmo, he's the Adam that he's supposed to be, and he never stops. He always has this form, this nature, this typology of being a Yare Shamayim, then he will be Mekayim what we say in this tefillah that we say every morning so quickly and we give it so little thought. Le'olam, forever, it should never stop. Yehei Adam Yare Shamayim Baseter Uvigalui. A person should be one who fears God in the hidden way and in the revealed way. Mamshich HaRav Umodeh al ha'emet Kishatziur shel ha'emet Balo b'tchuna kazot Shei rechoka mimenu Bepnei shelo higia Benavsho pnima Lidei otah hakara Bahaemet hanizgava Shel ha'prat hazeh Lo yiyye kol kach Kanus rak b'toch Atzmo Ad kedei Hitrachakut Mehatsatsa Shel or ha'emet Harachok me'ito Shiyuchal lit'ot Shezeho mechlal Shirat sivyono ha'miyuchad Shelo lachnis El tochok Kinyanim shel tziur Mibachutz Sheinam atzmiim lo Veshenu etztayru Lechatchile Mereshit hol adam Begyonotav. When the view of truth comes in such a way that it's far from him, because he hasn't come in his internal soul yet to the true recognition of the sublime truth, a person shouldn't be so inside of himself to distance himself from looking at the light of truth that is so far, because he might think that I have no shaychus to this. I can't bring in that elevated truth into my world because it's just beyond me. So a person's going to say, it's not for me. This is not me. This, I know that these great ideas, you look in Svarim of Hasidus and Kabbalah and Machshava, and you learn the Shla and you learn the Maharal and you learn the Ramchal, and you see all of these elevated concepts, and a person says to himself, it's beyond me, it has no shaychus to me, I never thought of it myself, this is a holy rabbi saying it, a makubal, a tzaddik, a completely elevated and sublime human being, close to an angel, and I have absolutely no connection to what he's talking about, and therefore I don't even want to look at that, I don't even want to admit that it's true, I don't want to deal with it. Says Rav Kook, no. אלא שהאדם צריך לדעת שיחד עם כל הסגולות החשובות שישנן לשמירת הצביון העצמי והוקרת האמת הפנימית המיוחדה לו, הוא צריך להתרחב ולהתרומם עד לכדי התפיסה הבהירה של האמת המוחלטה, ואף על פי שבה היא לא מתחום תוכיות הכרתו, אלא ממקור אחר, מהשפעתן של הכרות יותר חודרות ויותר גבוהות מהכרותיו, יהיה מודה על האמת. So it's true that a person should retain his unique form and nature, and he should go with his internal truth that he himself understands and perceives. But at the same time, he must expand and elevate himself to understanding with great clarity that there is an absolute objective truth that's beyond his own limited subjective experience. And even though it doesn't come to him from an internal understanding, it comes from a different place, from the influences of the recognition and understanding which are given over and conveyed by people who are more elevated than he is and who have a more elevated olam hamusagim, a world of conceptions and ideas. Nevertheless, he should be admitting to the truth that it exists, it's there, even though I don't fully chap it myself, but it's there, there is this divine, elevated, sublime truth. L'olam yehe adam yirei shamayim b'seter uvagalui umodeh al ha'emet v'dover emet b'levavo, continues the tefillah, v'yashkem v'yomar. A person should not say, "Me'achar she'inav tiyena tluyot l'oto atziur ha'gadol shel ha'emet, she'avo lo ha'idei ha'rotayam shel acherim gdolim v'tovim imenu, lo yityached klal im nishmato l'dat ma shiruchu ha'pnimi oge b'kirbo." Don't forget what's going on inside of you. Just because you're modeh al ha'emet about the world around you, what you learn from people who are greater than you are, but you should still speak the truth that is in your heart. Don't say, "Hey, now that I've been exposed to greater ideas, now that I learned Maral's Netzach Yisrael and Tiferet Yisrael and Gvuras Hashem, and now that I learned Svarim, written by people who are great tzaddikim, I've learned Sfasemes Ala Torah, So now I can say, hey, that's my world. Or does it matter what I think? Ich bin agornished. Doesn't matter what my own internal spirit is telling me. It's not the way to go. Yachad im ha'oda'a le'emet ha'rechava, together with admitting the greater truth, haba me'afakim kol kach rechukim, yiye dover emet b'levavo, lidlot et mei ha'emet mima'amakav hu, v'yiye dover emet b'levavo. He should draw out the waters of truth from his own depths, and he should speak the truth of his heart. Dover emet b'levavo. Speak the truth of your own heart, what your own spirit is telling you. So this way you get benefit from both those who are so much greater and so much more elevated, and from your own internal spirit, what you really connect to on a personal level. V'yashkem v'yomar, and get up early and say, Techev v'hashkama b'yoto matchil l'chush et or neshama b'kirbo yabiyat ha'mitiyot ha'gdolot. First thing you get up in the morning, and you feel the light of your neshama inside of you, you should express these great truths that are included in the internal content of your pure recognitions. Uvitochen ha'ashpa she'ushpa min ha'kamot ha'ashirim shel ha'tzorot ha'emet ha'yoter gvim mi'arko ve'yoter rechukim mi'chugo. Together with recognizing your own understanding, those of the very rich sources of the storehouses of truth that are much higher than your own level at this time. And at that time you should v'yashkem, get up early. First thing you get up early and say right away. And then the tefillah continues. So Baruch Hashem, it took us approximately 16 minutes and 35 seconds to explain one sentence, but that is only obviously the tip of the iceberg. And as Rav Tzvi Yehuda used to say about his father, he davened this way. This is what he was thinking when he davened. Le'olam yehadam yirei shamayim b'seitu v'galui. What we said, both abstract and practical. U'modeh la'emet, the higher truth. V'dover emet b'levavo, it's in your heart. V'yashkem v'yomar, and get up and say, recognizing both the emet b'levavo and the higher emet. And then if Hashem gives us koach and moach, we can continue the tefillah in a future shir. What you actually are going to say. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. We should all be zochet to daven like this, to think about what we're saying, and to have our own hakarot, not only what Rav Kook is telling us, but our own insights together with that of the holy tzaddikim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.